So, hello again, and I'm going to talk about magnification and microscopes in this episode. And I think probably the best way of actually dealing with this topic is to do some calculations yourself and also to use some drawings. But I'm going to try to explain it anyway using this, using the audio file here. Generally, there are two types of microscopes around. We've got the light microscopes. These are the ones that we have in school, for example, and they're so-called electron microscopes, which we don't have because they're large, quite large, expensive, and complicated, much more complicated to use. Each of these microscope types has advantages and disadvantages. And generally speaking, light microscopes like we have, they have a lower resolution than electron microscopes. What does this mean? This means that electron microscopes are able to produce image with a finer detail, a much finer detail. And because they're able to produce an image with a much finer detail, you can magnify much more. So electron microscopes have a higher resolution and therefore also allow for a higher magnification. So to give you an example here is that the maximum magnification that a light microscope is able to produce is around 500 to 1,000 times, let's say 1,000 times. And an electron microscope is able to magnify significantly more, around 500,000 times. Why is this possible? It's possible because the clarity is much higher. It's like this, if you have a mobile phone and you take a picture and then you zoom in, sooner or later you're going to see that the image starts to become fuzzy. And this is because the resolution of the mobile phone is limited. Yeah. So you can only magnify to a certain point, and if you continue to magnify higher, you're not going to see more because it's just going to be more fuzzier. And this is essentially the advantage of electron microscopes, is that electron microscopes are able to magnify around 1,000 times more than light microscopes, and they also have 1,000 times higher resolution. So that's the good thing, right? What is the disadvantage of an electron microscope, besides cost maybe, is that they only produce black and white images, and electron microscopes do not allow you to see moving objects, okay, moving cells, because everything has to be completely dry. And if it's dry, it's dead, right? So this is basically the thing that is important. So you see, light and electron microscopes each have advantages and disadvantages. And the big disadvantages of electron microscopes is no movement and no color. Okay, so that is basically an important difference. And I would like to continue now with so-called magnification calculations. How many times larger do you see an object on, if you see a photograph or a picture, how many times larger is it? In your notebook? And it's a very simple formula, but you have to be careful about the unit conversions. That's a difficult thing here. It's not difficult, but you just have to be careful. The magnification of a picture is you can calculate it by dividing the size of the image divided by the size of the specimen. So if you have a drawing in your notebook, then this is the size of the image. And then you have to know also how big is the original size, the original cell, for example. And you use, in both cases, you use meters. And you're probably going to use exponents here, okay? Because you're going to be dealing with centimeters and micrometers and so on. So you have to be careful that the units are the same. Okay, and when you divide that, then you will get a number, and this number is unitless. It has no units, because magnification is a unitless number. So you cannot say the magnification is 5 meters or something. No, it doesn't make sense. You just have to say the magnification is, and then you have a number. Generally, magnifications are quite large. So if you get a magnification of less than 1, then actually you're making it even smaller. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, so you got the two numbers the wrong way around. A magnification of 1 means it's not magnified at all. It's the original size. And generally, you expect a fairly large number because you want to have it bigger. Yeah. So, and I'm going to do this now by actually giving you an example here that you can calculate along. Let's say that a student has made a drawing in the notebook of a cell, and the drawing is 40 centimeters across. No, not 40 centimeters, my mistake, 40 millimeters across. 40 centimeters would be much larger than the notebook, okay? So it's 40 millimeters across. This is the size of the image. And the original size of the specimen of the cell, let's say it's a red blood cell, is 8 micrometers. So what you have to do is the following. You write magnification equals 40 millimeters, that's the size of the drawing, divided by 8 micrometers. And now you have to convert the millimeters and the micrometers. You cannot just say it's 40. You cannot do the following. You cannot say it's 40 divided by 8. It's 5. The magnification is 5. It's wrong. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Come on. If you draw a cell 5 times larger, it's still too small to be seen. So what you have to do is you have to convert the milli and the micro. You have to convert this somehow. So what you do is the following. You rewrite the whole thing. And you write 40 times 10 to the power of minus 2 meters. Because 10 to the power of minus 2 is... So what you have to do is now the following. You have to write 40 times 10 to the power of minus 3 meters, because 10 to the power of minus 3, that's the milli part. And then you divide it by 8 times 10 to the power of minus 6 meters, because micro is a millionth of a meter, so that's 10 to the power of minus 6. And what you get is now the following. You get now a fraction, and you cancel away the meters, because the meters basically decancel away. So it's a unitless value, and you have 40 times 10 to the power of minus 3 divided by 8 to the 10 times 10 to the power of minus 6. And then what you get is the following is 40 divided by 8 is 5 times 10 to the power of negative 3 or minus 3 divided by 10 to the power of negative 6. So if you transfer or if you resolve this equation, you will get the following, a magnification of 5,000. Okay, you don't remember how to solve the whole thing with the exponents. If you change the side, then you have to change the sign of the exponent. Yeah, so the magnification is 5,000. Okay, and that's it, 5,000 times maybe, or 5,000. So this is basically one way of doing that. Now you have also sometimes pictures that have a so-called a scale bar. A scale bar is next to the image, and it tells you how many micrometers it is. Yeah? And just by looking at the scale bar alone, you don't even need the rest of the picture of the cell. Just by looking at the scale bar alone, you can already make a magnification calculation. You need a ruler. And you then measure out using a ruler, you measure how long is the scale bar in millimeters. I don't know, maybe it's a centimeter or 2 centimeters. This means 10 or 20 millimeters. Let's say 20 millimeters. Yeah. And then it will actually tell you how many micrometers it is in real life. Yeah, so you divide the 20 millimeters, 20 times 10 to the power of minus 3. And you divide, let's say, by the 2 micrometers, if this is what it says. Yeah. And you can also then calculate this, and then you also get an answer. I just want to make it clear to you that if you have a scale bar, you don't need the rest of the drawing. You can just look at the scale bar alone, and using a ruler, you measure it out, and you can also put in these numbers into the equation, and then you also get the result. Okay? So that's pretty much it. But I would say you have to practice this a little bit. It's really important that you practice this. It's not difficult, but just by listening here is not a good thing alone. You have to actually practice this yourself. So very briefly, I'm going to summarize this. So I started out by talking about electron microscopes and light microscopes and the advantages and disadvantages of each. The big advantage of electron microscopes is the much higher resolution and also therefore the much higher magnification. And the advantage of light microscopes is you can see color and you can see movement. You can see living things. And then I talked a little bit about magnification calculations, where I told you that the magnification is a fraction, a division, a simple division. And you're expecting a fairly large number, and definitely not a number which is less than 1, because then you're not magnifying it. You're actually making it even smaller, and this would not make a lot of sense. Okay. So this is basically all I wanted to say. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.